tell us about today. How are we feeling as it's been a whirlwind last hour or so for you? Tell us about the last little bit in your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing. It's a dream come true to get drafted. So the journey's just beginning, but I'm super thankful for it to happen today on day one, too.
Okay, so it's the final pick of the first round. You don't know if your name's getting called or not. I guess take us to the moments leading up to hearing your name and then describe what it was like hearing your name and officially a first-round pick.
Yeah, I guess I was getting a little nervous towards the end, but, you know, as soon as I heard my name getting called, it was just pure excitement and joy for just how many people have helped me along the way and, you know, my family, how much they've meant to me along the way, too. So it's just an amazing day for my life and, you know, something I'll remember forever.
So who's there with you in Los Angeles, Cullen?
It's my mom, my dad, and my sister. So a little smaller, but, you know, people that, you know, mean the most in my life.
And I know that it's all a whirlwind right now, but I mean, even if you think about it 10, 15, 20 years down the road, like it really is one of the most meaningful stretches of time in your entire life, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, still a kid, but, you know, transitioning to be an adult and everything like that. So I'm super excited for the next part of my life.
Okay, you mentioned still being a kid. You went to the NCAA and went to one of the hockey programs in the world at Arizona State, and you did so at the age of 17. You don't see that very often, Cullen. Can you talk about what playing as a really, really young man was like in the NCAA this year and making that big of a life jump? Can you just take us through what this season was like in that regard for you?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I mean, obviously there's some challenges going against, you know, a lot older guys, but I had a lot of fun and coaching staff and everyone had belief in me. So it was a great group of guys too. So it was pretty easy to come in there and be a part of the team right away. So I love it there and, you know, can't wait for the next season.
How much do you grow up? Like, how much does it force you to just, like, instantly grow up when you're a 17-year-old and you're playing with, you know, 19, 20, 21-year-old players like that?
Yeah, it definitely makes you mature really quick. I mean, some of those guys are, you know, 25, 26 years old. They're, you know, getting married and stuff, and I'm, you know, 17. So
yeah,
it's definitely a little shock, but I think those guys did a really good job with me just, you know, believing in me and, you know, making me part of the team, you know, right away. So, I mean, I love each and one of them.
How'd you feel like you performed on the ice?
I feel like I performed pretty good. I mean, I think I had the most goals of, you know, anyone in college hockey that's in this draft. So, you know, showcasing that a little bit. And I think I could have even, you know, had more points than I did this year for sure. Just, you know, more assists and more goals and everything. So, I think I had a great year and, you know, can't wait for the next one and, you know, hope, you know, to have an even better one next year.
The rumor is Arizona State's a pretty fun place to play sports. Can you confirm or deny this?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a fun place to play. You know, being able to go out of the rink in January in a pair of shorts is definitely, it's definitely a little bit different being from Minnesota, but I mean, I love it there. Just the weather's always nice. The rink's, you know, brand new, the fans, everything's really fun there. So I love it.
Okay, we're chatting with Cullen Potter, Flames 32nd overall pick in the 2025 NHL draft. You got asked to do this probably 100 times leading up to being selected, so you're probably a pro at it now. But Cullen, how do you describe yourself as a player?
I think just a fast, two-way, competitive, skilled player. I think that's how I like to think of my game, is fast, skilled, and really competitive, that, you know, plays both ends of the ice.
What do you know about Calgary? I know you said you've never been here before. Do you know much about the city? And if so, what do you know about the city? What do you know about the Flames organization?
Yeah, I guess I don't know, you know, too much about, you know, the city necessarily, but I guess just, you know, watching the NHL growing up, Goudreau and, you know, guys like that, you know, smaller guy too, so I guess looking up to guys like that.
Okay. So, you know, you talk about the strengths that you have as a player, being a two-way guy, a two-way center. How much pride do you take? You talked about showcasing your goals and the offensive side of things, but how much pride do you take in the other side of the game and your defensive game?
I think I definitely take a lot of pride in it because, I mean, you know, the best players in the world play both ends of the ice, you know, Crosby, and, you know, that's what keeps them in the league so long, too, is just how much they care about both ends of the ice. So I think I take a lot of pride in that.
What's big for you as you move forward, as you move into year two at Arizona State? What's big for you in terms of what you'll be working on?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just getting bigger and stronger. You know, I want to play in the NHL someday, so being able to, you know, put some more muscle on and get stronger to win more puck battles and draws and everything like that as a center is really important. And I think just the obvious, just always improving on, you know, shooting, stick handling, and all the regular skills is, you know, obviously something I'm always working on. So, yeah, just, you know, keep it on that development path, and I'm super excited to see what happens.
Cullen, you've got your family there with you. When you think about this day and you reflect on who's been important in helping you get to this point, like who do you think about? Who comes to mind first and foremost?
For sure, both my parents. I mean, I've been training since I was, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old with them. So I've never really even done skills with anyone else. So for sure, they had the most impact on my hockey career, and also just having a mom that played high-level hockey and a dad that played high-level hockey. They've, you know, gave me a lot of insights and, you know, helped me along the way.
Okay, last question for you. And I know you got asked a ton of questions about specifically your mom. She's a gold medalist and has been an Olympian, so on and so forth. We understand that. But just, like, having two parents who played the sport at that high a level, now that you are an NHL draft pick, Cullen, like, how does that rub off on a player? How does that help you get to where you are now?
I think a ton, just how much, you know, they've put into my hockey career, just, you know, supporting me. You know, hockey's never going to be perfect. There's going to be ups and downs, and I think they do a really good job of helping me through the tough times. So, you know, just because they've been through hockey before, they understand all that stuff. And as a younger kid, you probably don't, you know, understand that stuff. And they did a good job of just, you know, helping me along the way. So I can't be more thankful for them in my life.
How much is your head swimming?
It's a little bit, you know, it's crazy to think, you know, you're actually drafted in the NHL because it's, you know, something you dream about as a kid, especially the first round. So I guess I was getting a little nervous at the end there, last pick, but, you know, thankful it happened, and, you know, can't wait to get started with Calgary.
Go enjoy your Friday night in Los Angeles as an officially drafted member in the NHL. Welcome to the Calgary Flames. Congratulations, Cullen. Thanks for doing this today.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on.